Well, Matthew, welcome back to Cardiff. How do you see this new role?
Look, it's something, you know, so ever since I've kind of taken on a county job, it's been, I've had the top job, and there's been a lot of pressure with that, as you can imagine. So to come back and be an assistant and help, and with obviously on the specifically on this role with the batting side, is something I'm really looking forward to. You know, I can challenge all my energy over the years of coaching now, picked up quite a bit of knowledge from various places, you know, South Africa, Caribbean, obviously down in Somerset as well as here. So, you know, hopefully I'll be able to bring that knowledge to help the young players.
How much of a change do you think it's going to be for yourself to just be concentrating on the one specialist aspect rather than having to worry about everything down to who's driving the coach?
Yeah, a lot, you know. It's going to be, yeah, it's going to hopefully bring the fun, you know, a lot of fun back into what I do, and you know, hopefully that'll be passed on to the players, because ultimately, you know, we play a game, and if we're not enjoying what we do, then we shouldn't really be in it. And I've loved my time as director of cricket, but this kind of leads to other opportunities potentially as well, so you know, which is great for me. I think I'm always keen to learn and develop myself as a coach and as a person, so you know, this is just another avenue hopefully to do that.
So, described as a part-time role, what sort of involvement will you have then over the course of the season?
Well, it's 100 days consultancy until the end of September, and then on for until the end of 2019 as well, another 100 days. So we'll just see how that, what form that takes. You know, I think there'll probably be 150, 170 days work within that, because not all days are going to be full days. You know, quite often in preparation days before a four-day game, for example, you're only working 2 or 3 hours. So, you know, I think it'll probably be 150, 170 days commitment, which is ideal, really, you know, and that gives me an opportunity if there is a chance to go and do a T20 gig elsewhere, then it gives me that opportunity to do that, and the club are very happy with that. I think it's worked well for both.
So would it be more concentrating on the off-season and the times between games rather than the games themselves?
Yeah, and then obviously you want to see how your coaching has had an effect on how the guys then play. So it's quite important to observe how the guys are going then in matches, because you can train in a certain way but not actually take that into games. So it's important to try and mirror the two. So I'll need to observe that and see that as well. But, you know, if I do more days, then I do more days. I'm just delighted to be back. You know, 7 years has passed very quickly, so it's great to be back at this club.
Yeah, I imagine when you left the county, you probably couldn't imagine coming back given the unfortunate circumstances at the time.
No, and if any of those three individuals are still involved, I still wouldn't be. You know, but the club itself has always been very close to me, as you know, and you know, there's some great people in charge here now. And looking forward very much to working, you know, with Hugh and underneath Crofty, and helping, you know, try and help drive performance in the first 11 and second 11 too.
What's the potential here? Because the first team batting lineup is pretty young, isn't it?
Yeah, but you know, it's like anything. You know, I'll give an example of Jacques Rudolph in the last couple of years. He's a fantastic player, but he struggled in 4-day cricket. So it's nothing down to age or anything like this. That the potential of the players here, of the young players, is enormous. And you know, I think it's part of my responsibility now to try and help those players reach their potential. But ultimately, it's the players who will drive that. You know, I'm just here, same as Crofty, same as Adrian Shaw, same as Steve Watkins, try and help the players as much as possible. But the players have got to, you know, take responsibility for their own game, and we, you know, help them along that path.
We've been talking to an Aaron Donald there. Is he a man in whom you recognise something of your young self, perhaps?
I did some work about 3.5 years ago with an Aaron before I took up this post at Somerset, and his ability at that stage was quite frightening. How cleanly he hit the ball, his balance, how quickly he picked up the short ball. You know, we're all pluses that you think this guy has got, you know, everything to go all the way in the game. And, you know, he still obviously has all that abundance of talent. We saw the incredible double hundred he scored at Colwyn Bay last year, and followed that, and followed his progress, as I have done with all the Glamorgan players since I've been away from the club, because, as I say, it's been close to my heart. So to hopefully be able to affect and to get those performances up a little bit will be great.
And with youngsters like Kieran Carlson, Connor Brown, Nick Selman, there are guys who have made runs at a tender age, so there's potentially a lot more to come from them as well.
Yeah, and there's more in the pipeline too. So, you know, it's about me getting to know these players and getting to know them as individuals, what makes them tick, how they like to go about their practice, etc., and then try and filter that. So I've got to get to know them on a personal level. I know them a little bit, but I need to find out what makes them tick, and that's the exciting part of this winter.
And you mentioned the possibility of contracts elsewhere. You've done the Caribbean. Would that be one you're looking to go back to, maybe?
Yeah, that could. I mean, the one obviously is no British coach has ever worked in the IPL, and that's something that would be amazing if it got off. I got an agent for the first time in my career, and we'll see how well he's connected. But that would be the one that I think, from a coach's perspective, to try and develop and see how probably the premier T20 competition, well, definitely the premier T20 competition goes about its business, how the players work, their work ethic, highest quality players in the world playing in it, and how they go about it. So, you know, stuff like that would be amazing. But the Caribbean also, you know, is a wonderful competition, having worked in there as well. And, yeah, there could be an opening there.
Good luck with it all.
Thanks very much, Nick.